Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free. The devil is a lie. Say,
the devil is a lie.
Y'all say, what the Lord has is for me.
With Pastor E. Yes, who the Son has set free is free indeed. You can lift your hands this morning and be free. Come on, this is Real Talk with Pastor E, where we will continue with our variety of real discussions with dynamic principles based on messages and worship to our God with extravagant respect. Yes, we rely and teach principles that exemplify excellence, commitment, operational efficiency and loyalty. Yes, we are devoted completely to Jesus. And yes, family, we believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And our ministry with open arms will demonstrate God's love and concern with you and our fellow man at every opportunity we have, that through our works of charity, through our actions of love, that we know we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, that we can reach the lost and unsaved. Amen. God bless you, family. This is Real Talk with Pastor E. We're excited this morning, as always, to continue with our journey with you, and exploring and supporting and promoting all of our works of ministry together. We're excited this morning to bring back. This is actually a return visit, probably the third time, but the dynamic duel, the awesome ministry of First Charity Missionary Baptist Church here in Compton, California, the dynamic duel of Reverend Charles and Minister P. That's her first name is Pauline, but we call her Minister P. Brown will be our first guest. And then I know their senior pastor, Reverend David L. Tate, there at First Charity may come on, but we have some other guests coming at first. But I first want to present to most and just reintroduce to others Minister P. Brown and Reverend Charles. Good morning, family. How are you?
Good morning. We're just fine, thank you.
Good morning, Dr. Hamilton. How you doing, sir?
Oh, man, always blessed. Always blessed to, first of all, be in the presence of like-minded believers, but to be here another day to tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen. That's so true.
We're going to keep it real this morning. How are you guys doing over there, First Charity? I know we're going to be talking about I guess this is the second explosion, the second gospel explosion. It's a fundraiser you guys have going on at First Charity, but we wanted to take a moment to get to know the two of you a little bit more in depth. I know you personally, and we've developed a bond and relationship in God, but I just want our listeners to know a little bit more about you two, Reverend Charles and Minister P. Brown. Won't you give us a little insert on what's going on with you guys?
Well, praise the Lord, Dr. Hammond. We just so honored and privileged and thankful for the wonderful opportunity to be upon this wonderful program that the Lord has blessed you to have to share with the believers and those who even need to be encouraged and also become believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to say hello to the listening audience. My name is Reverend Charles L. Brown. I am the associate pastor of the First Charity Missionary Baptist Church under the wonderful leadership of Dr. David L. Tate and my wonderful bride, Minister P. Brown. Amen. You know, we're so thankful. We're so thankful to be soldiers in God's army that are serious about the work of the Lord. Truly doing the times in which we're living in now, we need Jesus more than ever.
Amen. More than ever. Oh, you said that. You said that loud.
Amen. I'm telling you, more than ever. You listen to our news. You see every day something, some type of tragedy or somebody that the devil has put his clamps on that are causing turmoil within our communities. And so we need the prayer warriors out. We need people doing outreach where we can constantly make a difference for the kingdom of God. But what I want to say also, Doc, man, we're so honored and so privileged to have what the Lord has put on our heart to share with the community by praising the Lord. And through this praising the Lord, we have this wonderful gospel explosion that's going to be coming up on July the 9th. Amen. So I just want to put that plug
in. You're going to tell them something about us now, right?
Oh, no. Check this out. We're going to definitely plug the Gospel Explosion. That is definite. Right. But we really want to I want the listeners to know about you guys. Now, I could do as some like to ask questions. I just like to give my partners a chance just to share about, you know, how long you guys been married, how you guys are really. Yes, I see a teamwork here. Every time I've ever encountered with either one of you, it's always when I'm encountering one, it's like I'm encountering both. Some people you meet where you like individual, like, well, okay, well, is everybody involved? Every time I've ever met you guys, whether it was coming to support your barbecue dinners or coming to just worship with you guys, there's always seen a continuity in your relationship together. I want to touch on that. This is Real Talk with Pastor E. And even though we're going to talk about the explosion, there's some people out there that need to know how to work together, to work things out and to stay together strong. You guys have a strong union, and I want to touch that.
Well,
and it starts with you, Doc. Hey, if for our brothers out there, we man it up. It starts with you.
All the talking.
Hey, but no. First, I thank God. You know, Bible said when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And so, and that other clause to it, he has favor with the Lord. And
yes.
I want to tell all the listeners that when you are blessed with a woman that is equally yoked with you, that love God as just as much as you love God, you ought to really thank God for it. And me and my wife, we like to demonstrate unity within the husband and wife team. And how we do that is we always together. And if we are, I'm doing something, I want my wife with me. When she has doing something, she want her husband with her. And so
Amen.
We believe in the union of marriage and what God instituted for man and woman when they love somebody, say they love, you know, it's like Jesus Christ said, man ought to love his wife. As Christ loved the church. That's right. And I love my wife.
Come on now. Now we're preaching a sermon now.
I love my wife. I want to share with my men out there, you know, when God allowed you to find a good wife, I mean, cherish her, appreciate her, try to do things together because you're not one anymore. You're both are one, is not separated no more. So
that's right.
I just want to encourage all of our listeners, when you're blessed to have a mate, love it. Treat it like God loves you. And I guarantee you'll see joy. You have joy in your family. You have peace in your family.
Amen.
You'll see that people will begin to realize that there's something unique about that couple.
But check this out, Doc. But you get an amen from your wife. See, nobody caught that. But see, as you're speaking, your mate, your rib is amen in you. Now let's bring Minister P in, because I know it ain't always easy dealing with us men. But to be strong as that rib, you know, as that particular person that God has put in your life, you know. I know that you have a ministry even in that.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Well, the first thing I want to say is good morning and thank you for the opportunity to be on the air with you this morning and all your listeners. It's a wonderful platform where so many can be blessed by it, and we take it as a great responsibility to be accurate and truthful in everything we say, you know, because there are people out there that's listening, that's hurting, and that needs something or needs, they're groping somewhere in the darkness and they need something.
Yes.
So thank you for the opportunity. The other thing I want to say is that there's a saying that I don't know if you know it or if any of your listeners know it, but there's a saying that says, keep living as long as you're with somebody else, teeth and tongue is going to meet.
Mm.
Okay, so what that means is that when two people get together from different parts of the world, whether in the same community, whether in the same locale, whether in the from a national, from another part of the world, and come together, because of their differences, there's always going to be things that are disagreeable, okay? But not disagreeable to the point where you have to feel life-threatened or feel like you need to separate or all that. And the reason why I'm saying that is because when people look at couples together, they see them in that presence where they're dressed up and they go to dinner and they got on the suit and the lady's got on her pumps and her nails well done, her hair is well done. And they drive this car that looks nice and sounds nice, but don't know that there might be a car note behind it. And, you know, people stand afar off and they look and they see this kind of image. They say, oh, wow, that's a great relationship. I want that.
Yes.
Right? I want that. But, you know, it's not that you shouldn't want it. It's, you need to understand that in a relationship, when you get together with somebody, it's not always going to be peachy keen. You're not always going to be dressed in the suit. You're not always going to have the pumps and the dress and, you know, the hairstyle and everything good and driving the nice car. Behind all of the nice stuff that you see, there's reality. Reality is you wake up one morning and you just plugging in or turning off the TV might be something that's confrontational, but not something that where you feel you have to separate from the person or you hold this all day, you know. And when people see me and Reverend Brown, we have a wonderful way of disagreeing with each other. It's a beautiful I think it's beautiful because we disagree in such a way that right after that, we're laughing and talking with each other.
Amen.
Well, you know, like I told you, I've seen you guys work it. I've seen you guys work in action, you know, from someone in the back, just watching you guys work together. I see them. Those looks ain't always like, oh, baby, I just love you. But then when it all comes together, it's an agreement. That's dynamic. Those are.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's the way it's supposed to be, especially. The reason why it should be like that, when one is put together by the Lord.
Amen.
A lot
by
of
the
people
Lord,
say
yes.
the Lord brought us together.
By the Lord.
Thank Amen. You, husband. A lot of people say the Lord brought us together, but they let little things stop the Lord's work in their lives.
Right.
They're growth. That's right. Then you see how we finish each other's sentences. We agree with each other.
Right.
There's no disagreement. Even when we have a disagreement, at some point, you know, we're going to come back and agree with one another. And it's not that I'm right always and he's right always, but there are times when he has differences, and that all has to do with. Deeper than just knowing a person. It has to do with your culture, what your belief structure is, the way you were raised, reared in your home. It all those things take play into the relationship as you go together. And we need to understand the differences in one another.
Right,
okay?
Right.
As a female, I'm going to tell the men something, they're going to get excited.
Come on, help us out. Help us out. Wait. Let me get my. Let us get our. Hold on. Let us get our man up notebook out. Hold on. We taking notes now. Go ahead.
There is a very big difference, and I've been doing an analysis of male and female, the male person and the female person, which is two complete different people altogether. And I thought at one point it was the only male that was attached to me was behaving like that. I thought it was only my problem or my situation, or this man is only getting under my skin because he's the only man in the world that's getting under my skin. All the other men in the world is great. But there is a thread that runs through the male makeup. That runs through all males, okay? So, for instance, I'll be in the car, okay, and we're driving down the street. And I, in my mind, figured the direction that we're going, I need to go right. My husband will always go left.
No.
No, wait. This is an example. This is an example. He will always go left. And the reason why, and it's not only in just the driving situation, it's in just about everything that the male does. They're more a left brainer than the female who is a right brainer. Because I always want to go on the right. I think more on the right. I really do. And I've been watching men in a very non-judgmental way on the way they behave or the way they execute the things that they do. And this reason why I'm bringing this point up is because in relationships, if we don't understand the makeup and the build of the male-female, how God has designed us, you
right.
could marry 1,000 women or 1,000 women could marry you. You'll never get along until you
That's
understand
right.
the actual design of God, how a man thinks and how a woman thinks. Okay? But at the end of the day, the nice thing is when God puts you together, he brings those thoughts and pulls them together so that both of you can come to a consensus and there's no war between. That's why it's so important where the Bible says that we should not be unequally yoked. Because it's unequal.
Right.
There's no, the Spirit of God has not anointed that. The Spirit of God has not anointed that relationship.
That's
so
right.
So when those differences step into play, guess what? We have no reinforcement to help us to come to a place of consensus, because it is the Spirit of God that takes two people from different parts of the world and bring them together and let them work together cohesively.
That's right.
It's not for my cute looks.
Right. Come on now. But that's something that, just to touch into that, even in our Man Up notebook, that's something that we're even shouting out is that even as a man is finding, you need to be looking for what God has sent you to look for and be aware and be conscious of what you really want in life and what you really are building up to. So we're looking for our potential. And then the potential that's found can somehow be our potential because we'll work together. It's dynamic to hear you guys in your flow. And you know what? I could just see him back in the background smiling and grinning, and he's so proud his wife. Don't tell off on him. Go ahead and tell off on him. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't say this to the discredit of any men. And when I speak in general because I feel the Lord has put something in my spirit, a great understanding of the male,
right.
female makeup that I can share and be safe. And that is not, let me say this and put this pin right in it here. This is not to say it's excusable for behaviors. Okay, if something is wrong and it is pointed out to us, we are supposed to fix it. Not say, well, that's the way I was made up and God designed me like this, so leave me alone and just get on with it and understand that that's the way I am.
Oh, no. See, you're helping somebody today because we have to break the old tradition. We have to break up with the old traditions and characters that we picked up from our past and from some people we act only what we know how we know how to act. And some people are going by faulty transducers of how their parents were and how their generations or their communities were when we change, we have to change everything.
Exactly. You got to change everything. And remember, this is not God who, it's like when you're called into the ministry, it is God who called you into the ministry. So you depend on him for everything about the ministry. If you start to go to Mary and Susie and Harry and you're not directed by the Spirit of God to go to these people, then you're going to run into some problems because the Spirit of the Lord is not directing you. When you get into a marriage relationship and you're with somebody, That is an anointed, divine connection setup. So God's spirit has to continue to direct that and move that. And within the inner circle of that relationship between the man and the woman, God's spirit has to direct those two people. There is a scripture that we stand on, and it comes from when we first got married, Matthew 18:18-19 and verse 20. And it says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whosoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And then it says, "Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree," this is the scripture, the basis of our relationship. Our names are written in it, right? It's up on the wall. We live by this. And when we fall off and we start to disagree too much, we go right back to this scripture. Again, I say unto you that if two of you, Pauline and Charles, Charles and Pauline shall agree, because he's my head, he goes first, all right, shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Charles and Pauline, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them.
In the midst.
Okay? So God will always be in the midst of our relationship because we stand in agreement.
And Doc, let me let me tell my men out there.
Tell them, honey.
See, this is the conclusion of the whole matter.
Mm-hmm.
And, come on.
This come from Ecclesiastes, I think 12:13 said this is the conclusion of the whole matter, that man ought to fear God, then obey his commandments, and when he obey his commandments, he allows man, then he said, this is the whole duty of man, and when man give reverence and honor to the head of their lives, of all lives, which is our Heavenly Father, and then realizes that all we got to do is be obedient to the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. All things will come unto us that will be a blessing. I just like to say that, you know, it just said, this is the conclusion of the whole matter.
That's right.
Fear God. And
fear
keep
God.
His commandments.
That's right.
For this is the duty of
man's
man.
All.
That's right. So, you know, man, all we got to do to
fear
make
God.
Things right is fear God. Have reverence for him. Love him with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Love him with all your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Love him with all your mind.
Yes.
Everything you do, you acknowledge him.
Ooh,
first.
Yes, Lord.
You know, when you do that, I guarantee you all the pieces will fall in.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
Within your life.
Your
man, that's dynamic.
Your children.
Yes.
Dynamic.
But you got to
fear God. Fear God.
Fear God.
Yeah.
That's right.
To the old man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. But you know, that ties into another principle that we share. It's like people, we've had love relationships and we thought we knew what love is. I direct people like this. First, you got to learn how God loved you in all the ways. And
that's
then
right.
Learn how to love God back so you can perfect love. Now I can learn to love my brother as I love myself. I can love my sister and I can love my friends because I don't love the way I know how to love. I know how to love as God has loved by giving his best. Mm.
That's right.
Somebody ready to give your best today.
That's right. The Bible says if you love God, you should love your brother. But if you don't love your brother, you don't know God.
Come
on. That's right.
You don't know God.
And another thing, too, before we could even start loving anything, we got to start loving what God created, which is us.
Yes.
I got to love me. I got to look at myself in the mirror and say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
That's right.
See,
every
we
day.
Go, we enter into things. We enter into things with a lot of our self baggages. Self baggages. I got all these issues with myself. I need somebody. I got three boys. And I told them, I said, listen, when you get to be a man, I want you to learn everything so no woman can walk up to you and tell you, well, I'm going to walk away from you because you don't know how to iron your shirt. You don't know how to boil water. You don't know how to cook a meal. You don't know how to vacuum. I said, listen, you are going to learn everything you need to do, not because it's a woman's thing, but because it's a matter of survival.
Amen.
That's right.
So you got to, first of all, men got to learn, not, I'm going to leave the ladies for a minute. Men got to learn to take pride in themselves as who they are and be a man. And man up, like you say.
Tuesday night. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m., Man Up the Movement here on the Now Network. Yes, that's just what we preach. That's just what we push. It's up to me to do better and to man up. If I can man up, somebody else might man up.
That's right. So you can't walk around and expect the woman to be the strength. Okay? That's not her makeup, her design. Her thing is to be soft and tender. When a man doesn't do that, then the woman has to be tough and stand up and pull the weight. She's not supposed to be pulling the cart. You're supposed to pull the cart, so to speak.
Come on.
Right? Now, a lot of my what you call it, women's liberation movement wouldn't agree with me, but I don't stand on women's liberation. I stand on the word of God.
Amen.
That says the
Amen.
Man is the head. The man is the head.
Right.
And look, I told my husband when I met him, I said, listen, honey, I've been doing this on my own before I met you, and I'm tired. God bless me with you, my head. I ain't even worried about it. If the bills ain't paid, that's your business.
What'd you tell him? Say, get in position. Did you just come straight out and say, get in position?
Absolutely. I said, you are the head. I'm not going to assume your responsibility. And I didn't say it in any harsh way. You are the leader. And I appreciate God giving me a leader. I'm not going to try to lead because I was leading when I was by myself. I was leading. So I don't need to lead no more because I'm tired of leading. I don't want to do your work no more. I've been doing it all by myself. So now I just walk in my place and I'm okay. So, but a man, before a woman can actually appreciate a man to the fullest, before a woman can even appreciate a man to the fullest, they got to first find themselves. Okay,
right.
Understand who they are in God. Know that God has designed them for a specific and a divine reason and purpose. Be the male in the relationship or even in the earth. Every man is supposed to lead. Every man is supposed to take charge. Every man is supposed to be confident. Every man is supposed to, but because of that sin nature, that sin nature that interrupted the flow of God and what was supposed to happen, hey, Lord Jesus, because of that, man has fallen far away.
Oh, wait, we on the comeback. Hold up. We are on the comeback. We preaching this national.
Yeah, we are on the comeback, but the reality of the thing is we got to what the reality is what it is.
A lot of homes are
headless is because man is displaced.
Well,
that's right.
I just told him the conclusion to the old man.
Man must get back in the right position. But before we, because we're getting ready to transition, but I wanted to get this in before we stop because we spoke to us brothers. But I need you to share this with our sisters, Minister P. You taking your right position. Tell the ladies that doesn't take away from your strengths or from your for what God has called you to be. Because a lot of women, because we have misappropriated control, we've admitted that and repented. But when you get in a good relationship, releasing and getting in the right position, does that take away from you as a woman?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, you add to the relationship because now both people are operating in the divine order of God, the theocratic order, the theocratic order of God. And so women, you don't need to feel less than. You just need to fall in your place and be who you are. So, yes, you might be cleaning, washing, you might be doing some of the womanly things, and, you know, the men might be doing some of the, and there's a line there that that I want to be careful how I say that, because I have three boys, and I've taught them things that what the world calls women things, which is washing, cooking, cleaning, things like that. That's not just a woman thing. That's, if you're with somebody, both of you can do that together. When I go do the laundry, my husband is there folding with me. He's there getting change if we have to go laundromat, or he's getting the soap, or he's helping me to sort the clothes, or he's carrying the bags out. Do you see what I'm saying? So
it's not
necessarily, you know, or he can get up and one day he will help me wash the dishes, or he'll go out and get some things that I need. So it's a constant working together. So I want to be careful when I say women, the things that women do, because
it's so dynamic that in that, and I'm not trying to overshade or under. What I'm trying to say is that when people work together and you're able to release into the right position, you now work together. My grandkids are writing a song called, what's the name of it, Zion? Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. So they're talking about brothers and sisters in a rap of how to work together. But it happens for us as adults that we have to learn that teamwork is what makes that thing go to that next level. You know, God bless you guys. We're going to bring you back another time just for this. I'm going to get you in on Man Up and on Women Speak Now to talk about some relational.
You don't want us to go to Man Up.
No, I'm going to bring, Reverend Charles over to Man Up, and we're going to get you on Women Speak Now and let you guys help us in the category. you guys have experience, and you cannot. You cannot knock experience. We need that. We need those voices of reason, you know. So we're going to bring you back for that. But we want to leap to the next level because I know you guys have your other part of your team on board for this. And I know you guys have been blessed by what you've heard so far. But in that one additive, and this was what Reverend Charles had kind of ended up on, is that love. Love has to be founded even in personal relationships, even in supporting one another, even in broadcasting for somebody else. Now we want to exemplify love in our next segment, because this next segment isn't about First Charity. It's not about Reverend Charles. It's not about Minister P. It's not about Pastor E. It's not about the network. This is about community. This is about building up our churches, to get our churches renovated, get some overdue work done, get our churches back up to par, that people start to see the shine when they come. And you guys have something going on here on July the 9th. And I know the doors open at 5, but the show actually the explosion actually starts at 6 p.m. This is the second, number two, gospel explosion at First Charity Missionary Baptist Church. And wow, what a lineup do you have? I have to say, I am involved in this team. So everybody out there listening, I'm expecting you guys to get your ticket. You're going to hear some specials later, but we do want to put this out there. This is to support. That's why you see on there a $20 donation. You don't have to stop at 20. You don't have to stop at 40. Be obedient to the Spirit, because this is about helping First Charity launch their evangelistic ministries here in the city of Compton. So I want to cross over to that now. Gospel explosion number two. Your MC is in the house, Pastor E. I'm so excited. I think you guys are going to even let me sing, right?
That's right.
I even get to sing a little bit. So we're going to have a great time. I'm excited about that. Now, I want our listeners to know you're not going to hear from any artists today, because we are planning the artist. Version of this broadcast for next Saturday morning at 9 p.m. We already have confirmation from Dr. Barbara Johnson, and I'm pretty sure she'll bring a few of her girls along. That's one of the artists there. But I want to give you guys an opportunity to go ahead and share Gospel Explosion number 2.
Do we have our Deacon Andrew on the line yet?
What is his number?
Tate on the line.
What number would he be calling in from?
Okay, hold on one second here.
213.
213 number.
213.
His number is 7190.
I don't see him on the line. I can call him in if you would like me to. Tell me that number again. Hold on. Tell me that number again.
213. 712.
Okay.
7198.
All right. Let's try that, because I do not see him on the line. We're going to go ahead and call his number now. Again, 213-712-7178. Is that what you said?
No, 7198.
98. Okay. Well, it's all good. That's why I went ahead and redid that again. We are dialing him in now. Amen. You guys, as we're waiting on this the call to answer, we want you to come out. This is going to be a dynamic celebration. Good morning, man of God. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. We have Minister P. Brown and Reverend Charles online. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I've been online listening to you. I heard you.
Oh, you must.
Yeah, they're speaking Andrew Tate.
Yeah, you must be on the secondary line. Well, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. God bless you.
God bless you also. Minister P, go
ahead. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Minister Pauline Brown. How you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
Okay, I'm blessed. All right, good day. Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to your talk on the radio. I heard, listen at my associate pastor and his wife talking this morning.
All right, praise the Lord.
Yeah, I heard you right.
Amen.
Yeah, you tell me about I learned something about you telling me about the men's house. Let me take notes here.
Come on now, we all taking notes, doctor. Hey, doctor, we all taking notes.
Let me take notes. Maybe I need to know something here. Yeah, that was all good, Minister Brown.
All right, praise the Lord. I'm glad it was a blessing.
Amen. Yeah, it was. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Well, God bless you, man of God. We just want to say good morning to you. Anything you'd like to say to our listeners? I know we're going to be out in your facility on July 11th for the Gospel Explosion number 2. I'm excited always to see you. But anything you'd like to share with us today?
Well, I want to say today that this is Deacon Andrew Tate from First Shattered Missionary Baptist Church. And we always welcome, you know, everyone to come out to help fellowship with us. We know we got an explosion coming up, so we're looking forward to you to come out and be a part of us, not only just for the explosion. Our doors are always open for you to come in and, you know, worship with us. So we'd be glad to have you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless
tell
you too, man of God.
That is, huh? Tell them what day that is.
Oh, the day is going to be July the 9th. July the 9th. Right, July the 9th. They explode July the 9th. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone come out.
Amen.
All roads lead to First Charity, 925 East Rose Grand. Thank you.
Do we have any food that day?
Yeah, we're going to have food. Yeah, food's going to be served that day.
All right.
I know if you're going to put that barbecue grill together, I know I'm going to get some.
Oh, yeah.
All right. God bless
you. God bless you. Right. Bless Thank you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Now, this awesome event starts at 6 p.m., but we encourage you to be in the doors at 5. You can get your tickets on sale before June 30th. I believe there is a buy one, get one offer going right now, $20 donation. You get one ticket for yourself and one ticket for someone else. Buy two and give away two. Come on, let's get some people out to this gospel explosion to have this celebration with us. Now, you do know you have the MC of time on board for this event. Be on time, because we will start on time. And we will start on time, end on time, and we're going to have a good time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And also, amen, hallelujah. I feel it already. Praise God. Amen. Also, for the ones who are coming in for free, the free tickets are going to be at the door, and so you just need to bring the stub with the name of that person that you are bringing in for free, and when they come to the door, we will have that ticket available for that person. It will be a different color ticket, so we don't want to get things confused. Okay, we're going to have a raffle. There's going to be some raffling going on of some gift baskets, and I'm sure some other things that's going to be taking place. So we want y'all, first of all, it's just going to be a blessing.
Amen.
And you can't go to McDonald's and get a meal for two people for free. I mean, just for $20. You got to pay, some tax on it. And by the time you finish, it's about $30, you know, when you only wanted to spend $18. So
right. We
are doing this because we know that the groups that are coming in, they come in to minister. That's all they're about. They're not there for show. They're not there to put on their best clothes so you could see them looking cute. I mean, they are looking good. But their main thrust.
Well, I was about to say. Look, I was about to say. Hold up. Wait a minute. We gonna be clean. We gonna come right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You gonna be clean, but I mean that's not the priority. The priority.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
us
by no
people
means.
Gonna look real nice, smell nice. They would be showing out. But at the same time, the main focus for these groups that are coming in from our MC, the great Pastor E. Woo woo. Amen.
Woo.
To the Barbara Johnson and the girls, to Therese and the church boys, all of them that's coming in to be a part of this, they're coming to be a blessing to the souls of God's people.
Amen.
And they will be. And I'm telling
yes,
you, you're
yes.
$20.
A full lineup. You got a full lineup. You got the Terry Boys. You got the Imperial Gospel Singers. You got Milton James.
Yes.
You got Fresh Praise. You got Prentice L. Walton, Dr. Barbara, as we said before, Dr. Barbara Johnson and the girls, the Voices of Praise, and Keystone, and the church boys going to be in the house also.
Yes, praise the Lord. So, you know, we want people to come out and be a blessing, and it's a fundraiser, and the cause is great. You know, First Charity's been in ministry for 48 years, and with the same pastor, Dr. David Tate, shout out to my pastor, Dr. David Tate, and his lovely wife,
Woo!
First Lady Sarah Tate. Yay! They've been in ministry 48 years.
That's right.
And, they're the only pastor and wife for the church for those 48 years. We have not had to change anybody else, so we're very proud of that. And he's a humble man of God. And we just want to do everything we can to keep that corner at 925 secured. Because, you know, when God is in the city, the people are blessed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When God is in the community, that corner right there, there's things going on in around Santa Fe where you have gangs and different kinds of issues within that community. But I believe as long as the presence of God is on that corner, it restrains or holds back the hand of the enemy.
Amen.
And so what we want to do is keep the doors of the church open. And our pastor is a very humble man of God that believes in the unadulterated word of God, and he preaches the word of God. He doesn't dissect it and come down and cut it here and cut it there just to please anybody. He preached Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what we need to do, is we were called to go into all the world and preach the gospel. To tell them, bid them to come, Jesus said. Bid them to go by the highways, byways, and edges, and bid them to come. Tell them, please, come on. The doors of the church is open. So what we want to do is invite some of you all to come on in and hold up the man of God's hand. Hold up the ministry. as we are to do with one another. And those who are sick and shut in and you can't come, you know, we're going to see if we can do something where we, Pastor, he might help us put it on the air where it can be live and go out to the airwaves for those that cannot come. And that's possible in the 21st century. So that if you can't come, that everybody can be blessed.
Amen.
So we are looking forward to it. We're excited. Buy one, get one free. Listen, I know it sounds, you know, are we selling? We're not selling anything. We're just trying to give an opportunity to those who financially are not able to pull up $40 all at once. But if they want to come, at least they can bring two, one themselves and another person and enjoy the blessings of the Lord.
Amen. 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 That's dynamic. But let's, you know, I understand we have to be, we want to be soft, but look, we need to support each other. Okay. It's not begging.
Yes.
It's not, well, like you said, you go anywhere you go in your pocket and you spend some money. We go to the church and we now feel like it's a burden. Take that burden out. Cause
what?
I'm learning the more free I am to give, the more freely I am to receive. And for the body of Christ,
Amen.
We have to learn that activating principles is what it's all about. And I cannot receive until I sow. And I have to learn to find good ground to sow in. Oh, yeah, somebody's sowing over there, but that ain't good ground. You're getting no harvest back. Let's get connected with First Charity Missionary Baptist Church here in Compton. And you guys know I'm on fire for Compton. We are doing things in Compton right now. You're seeing some changes going on, and we're believing that partnership is going to really blossom in this season, but we need to support one another. So I'm saying, come out, get buy the tickets, come out and support, and be willing to do whatever it is that God is saying. Invite one. Let's pack the house and let's really show First Charity we can support them on this thing. Let's show them they got to open up the back drapes and bring in the other seats and open up the upstairs. Let's blow this thing out.
That's right.
July the 11th,
the parking lot.
2017, 6 p.m. Come at 5 because you want to get your seat.
Oh, yeah. In the place. Jesus will be there. The Holy Ghost will be there.
Amen.
Woo! The angels of the Lord will be there. Bring your dancing shoes. Or don't bring no shoes if you have problems with tennis shoes. Just come on and get your dance on and get your praise on and do what you got to do. It's going to be, if it was like the first one, let me tell you. Woo, Lord Jesus, I'm telling you, you're going to praise the Lord from the time you start to your finish. Oh, hallelujah. Don't wear nothing that's going to obstruct you, hinder you, make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Don't sit beside nobody who make you feel uncomfortable. Woo, Lord Jesus, just find a spot in the place. Glory to God. Come early, like Pastor E said, and get a seat where you know you're going to get your praise. And don't come looking for nobody. Just come expecting from Jesus. And I tell you, through the songs, amen, in ministry, the healing will come. The deliverance will come.
Yes.
Praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost coming on me now.
Yes,
The anointing of God is going to come down upon
us.
From the MC, hallelujah, from the MC to the last person, to the person in the kitchen, to whatever they're going to do. The Holy Ghost is all over this thing because this is ordained of God. I'm not saying that it's not that it's just a man-made thing and nobody else got the anointing, but I know God directed us to move in this direction to help the ministry at First Charity.
Amen.
And can I say something about small ministries? A lot of people don't understand this, and when it comes on to finances and why the ministry ask so much. And why they have to do certain things. People will have these questions. And I am a teacher of the word, and I like to answer questions that people ask. When you have a small ministry, it's different from a big ministry. The tithes in the church is really supposed to assist the ministry to take care of the work of the Lord and also to take care of the man of God. But when you don't have a large a congregation that brings in these tithes to take care of it, you have a small ministry, you have something called an auxiliary. The auxiliary is designed to come up with ways and means. That's where the name comes from. Ways and means to fund the ministry till the time that we do have the individuals or people that can support the work of the Lord. So we come up with these things. So First Charity is not a big ministry. like a T.D. Jakes ministry or a Noel Jones ministry where it's self-sufficient, and they still have their financial woes. So when you're doing the work of the Lord and you're in this category where you're considered a small ministry, then the pastor comes up with the auxiliary that comes up with the ideas or the ways and means that will help the minister to continue to move forward. So this is why we come with the fundraisers, and this is why we have the barbecue dinners. This is why we have the yard sale or something, anything that will help us to give financial support to the ministry. And it's not that God cannot bless other ways, but we got to be wise. You know, God ain't going to rain money down from the sky. We got to do
That goes to the next level of our ministry. We're mentoring people to start a ministry with a business already activated, that the ministry is taken care of, the bills are paid. Mm-hmm. The people who come need to be helped and need to, the lost and the unsaved. And that goes right back to, that's something that my father did. I'm a PK kid, and they raised thousands every Saturday delivering dinners and things like that. So you have to support your ministries, but we also have to help and support ministry also. So I do not want to take a heed away from that. Now, next week we are bringing on, and I know I've already talked to Dr. Barbara, but we want to get all the other artists. I know Prentice will be at a work position, but he will be able to get on his phone. I talked to him. We're going to get the other artists that will be on, so you guys get a little prelude of what's to come on July the 11th. But we want to call out. This is my last call to you guys today, is that for my covenant partners and those that know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior and are walking in His favor, I submit to you that you bring somebody to this gospel explosion who doesn't know Him. That person that you just started mentoring, that person that you just started praying with, bring them to the explosion, that they can see the fellowship of like-minded believers, that they don't feel alone anymore, and they don't feel secluded anymore. And they're going to see some of us out there act just like they act, but we acting for the Lord. Bring somebody that doesn't know Him. I dare you today to do that.
Yes, and you have until June 30th for the buy one, get one free.
That's next
if you
Friday.
Need tickets, I can get them to Pastor E to secure those so that you can have those tickets so that those who want to purchase before the 30th, we want to get your tickets in, get your monies in, and let's have a good time.
Amen. And we're also going to pray offline between the ministries that are connected here to bring a couple of tickets that we're going to sponsor next week. I'll talk with Minister Brown and Reverend Charles and see how we can make this happen. But we want you to bring three people to the broadcast next week that some way that God is going to open it up, that we give away a couple of free tickets by you listening and committing to come out to the gospel explosion at First Charity Missionary Baptist Church. I want to give you guys a couple of minutes. Any closing remarks, email, website, Facebook name, invite them to come to church tomorrow. Whatever you want to do in this last 5 minutes, get your plug in.
Go ahead and tell them about it.
Okay, Pastor Moore and our listening audience, we're going to give away 4 tickets next week. So listening audience, just make sure you're on the air with Pastor E, and you. I don't know how Pastor going to do this, but we're going to have 4 tickets available for anyone on that is listening with us on next week. How's that, Pastor?
Hey, amen. And we are going to come up with something very, very clever that you'll have to do to get these tickets. You're going to have to know. I think you have to know all 5 artists that are coming on. We'll think of something that'll be very cute very, very energetic. Yeah. Come on, get on the call next week for this. Invite somebody. Help us promote it. We'll put the event out on Monday for next Friday once we confirm all the artists. And whether there's one, we know Dr. Barbara will be on board. I'll be on board. Minister P, Reverend Charles. I know Prentice will be on board. So guys, tune in next week for Real Talk.
I'll be reaching out to French Praise and the Imperial Singers. to see their that they can connect also. And if I may, you can find us on Facebook at First Charity MBC Church or at First Charity 925. That's on Facebook. Again, it's First Charity MBC Church or at First Charity 925. We do also have an events page set up that says Save the Date, Gospel Explosion, and you will see the bright blue, beautiful colors of the flyer, and you could just mark your indication or leave a message there. You could also get us at our email at firstcharity925@yahoo.com, and just connect with us. Some way you could also reach us at this number at 213-399-2325 if you have any questions or you'd like to purchase a ticket or be a part of what we're doing. Again, we are located at in the beautiful city of Compton at 925 East Rosecrans Avenue, First Charity Missionary Baptist Church, under the leadership of Dr. David L. Tate and First Lady Sarah Tate, and the associate pastor is Reverend Charles L. Brown.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Compton's in the house, y'all.
Yes,
amen. God bless you guys. I want to put this out there. You know someone who is in need of food. We have our weekly food giveaway at Sylvia Nunn's Angels, 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. That's from 12:30 to 1:30. Yesterday, I saw strawberries, bananas, all kinds of fruits and vegetables, along with our normal food giveaway. You need to be out there. If you know somebody who's in need, send them out. 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Sylvia Nunn's Angels, right there off of the corner of Compton and Long Beach Boulevard at 12:30. And that goes on for an hour or a little longer, depending on how many people show up. But it's some dynamic stuff out there today. Send someone to get blessed. Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen.
This has been awesome. I'm looking forward to next week, you guys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and Pastor E, I just wanted to keep your calendar open for November. We're going to talk to you off air as in the next week about some stuff that we got coming up, some big stuff that we're going to be doing regarding our community.
Amen. November. Amen. All right, let's talk. It was just something dropped in my spirit to talk to you guys about too. So we'll definitely get together offline. Love you guys.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you, family.
Thank you for joining us today. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate it. But you better believe this. You were beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody else tell you differently. And you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you.
Amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.